4CA.com.au/radio.
On Classic Hits 4CA, it's time for Murray Jones' Dad's Joke of the Day.
Okay, well, look, you've seen our 4CA Colours of Cairns calendar. It's an absolutely wonderful, wonderful-looking product. Well, someone removed the fifth month from all my calendars. I'm really dismayed. Oh, David Crisafulli, come on. That's not a bad start to the day, is it?
Murray, I'll tell you what, I used to hate facial hair, but then it grew on me.
Oh, dearie me. He's coming back as good as I am this morning. Mate, you did well to think of that one on the way through. Look, welcome along to the Breakfast Show. It's always a pleasure to have you in town. And you brought some beautiful weather after Cyclone Niran as well, David.
Yeah, we were expecting the worst. So nice to see it's stuck away. And for the farmers, it's nice to see it hasn't dumped the rain, we thought. But that's cold comfort for some of the banana guys that I went and had a chat to in Innisfail yesterday. There's some real devastation there and some real pain.
Well, look, you hosted just yesterday something that I guess is important because a lot of people are very concerned about the way forward. Tourism, certainly an extremely large slice of our international tourism has disappeared. The whole face of tourism has changed. But, of course, other industries as well. Sometimes you don't consider the byproduct of the pandemic on quite a few other associated industries. A call to action summit here in Cairns just yesterday. Now, you're basically putting the pressure on Labor and saying that there's a lot of things that Labor must basically step up to the mark and do. There's always federal and state issues here, but from a state perspective, what are some of the key things that came out yesterday?
Well, we wanted it to be positive. And I know people often say, well, I don't like when the opposition just whinge and mope without putting something forward. So that was the whole premise of it. Now, there's been a lot of talk from the Premier just saying everything has to go to the feet of the federal government. I wanted it to be more than that. And my contrast is I'll let one side do the whining, I'm going to try and have a win for you guys. Now, first thing we're going to do is we are going to put the pressure on Canberra to continue some form of support in the form of what that current JobKeeper is. That's essential for this part of the world because while other tourism destinations have gone okay because of the drive market, Cairns is doing it tough and there has to be acknowledgement of that from the feds and we're going to work to deliver that. But there are things that the state does as well. So let's step up to the plate. And I talk about things like payroll tax is about to come due. Let's have a look at that. The marina fees are about to start again. Let's have a look at that. Mm. And I want to start talking about bringing some of that infrastructure forward so we can get hard hats on people and get them into a job. And then the third element is around advocacy. What can we do to get the eyes of this state and this country on Cairns? So can we run a concerted campaign to get people to bring conferences here and events here? And the other one that came out yesterday, and I thought was a magnificent idea, which was put forward by Mark Olson, and that is, can we change the dial where currently there's subsidies for kids to go to Canberra to learn as part of education? Why not make it a reef visit? Why not give the subsidy for kids to come to the Great Barrier Reef, get their education here, and in the process, get a little bit of activity? That's the sort of positivity I want to lead as opposition leader rather than always say what the problem is without a solution.
Now, okay, let's talk a little bit more about tourism. You're talking about encouraging big business, and I should imagine also government business to be holding more corporate events in tourism hotspots and I guess spread those dollars around as well.
It's important, and what else that does is it gets a focus that this is an amazing place to come. And then people come back with their families afterwards. And I started yesterday before acknowledging how tough things are for people in the tourism industry. And you're right, that goes right through the economy here. But I started by saying that this place has an amazing offering. And for me, there's a lot of nostalgia because I've been coming here since I was a kid. When I was growing up in Ingham, this was the place that we'd come to for our events and our big weekends. We love the place. And it's got an amazing future. And in the post-COVID era, people are going to be looking for clean and green and space and authenticity. And the Far North has got it in bucket loads. We just need to get over the hurdle. So right now, we've got some big challenges in the short term. We need to allow businesses to keep the faith that better times are going to come. And so they have to come in a few stages. One is governments need to support them at the moment, and that allows them to keep their staff in jobs and keep the doors open. Then we've got to start getting more people to look up this way, so conferences, events, and just general holidays. Then when there's more certainty, we're going to see those people interstate coming in numbers. And then when the international borders open, that's when people will roar back to life to this place, because they will see it as a safe place. They will want to connect with an incredibly real and clean and safe experience. We've just got to help people get over the hurdle at the moment, and that was the purpose of bringing everyone together yesterday.
Can you just give us a little bit more information about what's deemed to be establishing a targeted aviation fund? What does that actually mean?
Well, the government's got what's called the Attracting Aviation Fund, and it's been used in the past to try and get new markets to come into venues in different areas, and that, you know, great fund, and I've long said it makes a lot of sense. But I've always wanted to see it change to get an incentive for airlines to not just come in as a new destination and a new offering, but to bolster ones that are already there. Now, what I'd like at the moment is, clearly we're not going to be talking about international travel for a little while. So how can we go to airlines, and maybe some of them already fly into here, how can we go to airlines and say, well, we're going to incentivise you to put more flights into Cairns from an existing destination, and wherever that comes from, it's all about getting bums on seats, or as Mayor Manning says, legs on the ground, because with those legs come wallets, and that gives opportunity. Everything we have to do has to make people look at Queensland as a great place and the far north as an authentic, unique offering. And if we can do that, and if we can find those subsidies to just help people over the line, I have every confidence this place is going to roar back into life. We've just got to do more than just blame Canberra, which is what I've seen too much coming out of the government in Brisbane. So, like I said, Murray, I want to take a different approach as being leader of the opposition. I don't want to oppose everything. If something's good, I'll back it. But rather than just play games with Canberra, I want to put forward the things that we can do as well. And that's what yesterday was about. And I think we achieved a heck of a lot by everyone sitting together and saying, these are the areas we're all going to pursue. And I can tell you, next week in Parliament, we're going to come with a shopping list. We're going to put it on the table and we're going to demand some action.
And it can't be denied, you know, that taking that approach and actually focusing on specifics, particularly on this state level, of things that our state government can do and moving forward for the benefit of the LNP, I agree with you, it's a wonderful way to go. If I can just also reflect on some of the things that have occurred just in the last couple of days, particularly on Tuesday, there were some fairly scathing reports in the Courier Mail. As we know, you know, there is some infighting, there's some dysfunctionality within the LNP. That's always going to be the way in any party, and I think equally things, you know, could be the same could be said about Labor. You've got some big issues, you know, voluntary assisted dying, which is widely supported. Some are concerned that there's, I guess, a small percentage that are basically holding the state to ransom. From your perspective, the reform that's needed, and as leader, what type of things do you need to do over the next couple of years to pull the party together and win the next election?
It's massive, Murray, and it's a massive challenge. But I'm up to it, and I've got the ticker to lead that reform. But reform has to occur because, as you say, that infighting has spilled out publicly, and that's not good enough, and I'm putting everything on the line to fix it. What does fixing it look like? Well, it looks like getting back to people, not personalities. It's getting back to people knowing their rights and responsibilities. So you've got an organisational wing and you've got the parliamentarians. We each need to know our roles and we need to trust each other and we need to get better at that reform. And people said of Wayne Goss in the late 80s that he wouldn't be able to do it to the Labor Party after a generation in opposition. He did it successfully and that was a good thing for his side of politics. People said the same thing about David Cameron in the UK. He wouldn't do it. Well, he did and it was a good thing for his side of politics. And with what I'm trying to achieve, it's not just about is it good for the LNP? It's about how can I get my side of politics fit for office so we can govern with humility and decency but for a long period to do the things that we need to for the state. So what does that look like? That looks like farmers having a future where they've got water supply. We haven't built a dam in this state for 20 years. That looks like the mining industry not being demonised and victimised and having certainty. That looks like the tourism industry being able to open up new opportunities using our national parks rather than having feral pigs and weeds run through them. That looks like Queensland making things again, a place where we can manufacture and be damn proud to do so. That's the sort of state I want to lead. But first, I've got to get my mob in order, and get my mob in order, I will, I assure you.
That's the type of focus that we certainly need moving forward. David Crisafulli, Leader of the Opposition, thanks for your time this morning. Have an enjoyable rest of your time in Cairns, and thanks for the joke on the run as well.
That's the only one I've got, Murray, because I'll tell you something. I know what's brown and sticky, and that's a stick. Over and out from me. Have a good day.
Wonderful to talk to you, David Crisafulli. Have a great day.
Now at Harvey Norman.